for maybe any parents listening out there who might be thinking about signing their members up, all 4-H leaders are certified by 4-H. So we go through a background check and all of that kind of stuff. So parents can be sure that their kids are with responsible and competent adults that will be, their children will be in good care while they're participating in 4-H projects.
I wanted to ask you, you didn't come into 4-H as a child. You came into it as an adult to be a leader. And what was that like for you? And how did that process end up to where you are now in your current role?
Yeah, so this is a funny story. I became friends with Velma here when I moved to the island a few years ago, and I knew she was involved with 4-H, and she kind of identified that I might be the kind of person that would be good for working with kids. And so it's actually really funny. She got me this 4-H sweatshirt as a gift. And then I was like, well, I guess I should check it out now because I have this great 4-H sweatshirt.
Very comfortable.
Very subtle too.
Yeah. It's actually like my favorite sweatshirt. It's very cozy and warm. So if you're thinking about becoming a leader, we might be able to hook you up. So she introduced me to Kate Schauberg, who is our local 4-H liaison with the university. And I just talked with Kate and she's like, well, what kinds of things do you like to do and what skills do you have? And so I talked about a few things that I enjoyed doing, but she had another volunteer at the time, Melissa, who had wanted to teach sewing, and that was one of the skills I have. And so she partnered us up to put on a sewing project. So we've done that for 2 years now, and actually we've become great friends, and it's just been a lot of fun. I never did 4-H as a kid. I did some similar types of programs as a kid where, you know, leaders were involved and we did fun activities and like all that kind of stuff, mostly through the church organization I was a part of. But I have just really come to appreciate what 4-H does for kids, and I love volunteering and being able to share skills with others. And it's really rewarding to watch the kids learn new things. So it's just something I've really enjoyed.
Well, on that note, I'm going to turn us back to the events. So after the August 6th dog show, leaping ahead to August 27th, there will be a rifle competition, correct, at Saloni Creek?
That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about, is it like a year-round training for one event, or are there multiple events throughout the year?
Well, I try to set up multiple events. So what I do is I have a cohort of kids that are learning the basics of rifle. And so I work that cohort through 9 weeks of training. They have to commit to every single session of the 9 weeks, or they don't get a pin, which Rebecca might talk about later, the project pins. But they commit to those 9 sessions and they learn various shooting positions. They learn safety. We really, really focus on safety with firearms and using firearms as a tool and the responsible use of firearms, using it for hunting and competition. So that is why we teach kids 4-H rifle and shooting sports.
You mentioned that as a collegiate athlete, you were involved in pistol marksmanship. Do you also do pistol marksmanship at 4-H, or is it mostly rifle?
I'm a trained pistol instructor as well for 4-H, and we have air pistols that we can do a project with. We just don't